And we have with us a woman that I have to tell you is a hero in my eyes. Janice Dean, senior meteorologist at Fox News. Janice, welcome to WABC Talk Radio 77.
Oh, my friend, it's so good to hear your voice. Why am I feel like I have tears in my eyes. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. And I've been feeling so sentimental all day being here at WABC. The sun is rising and the sun is coming through the studio glass now. And I feel like the sun is rising on something because of you, Janice. Let me explain something to people. Janice Dean risked her career, folks. She put her name out there and put herself out there to say that there needed to be accountability for what happened in New York in nursing homes. The governor has tremendous political power and could have easily, and they did try to wield that power to discredit Janice Dean and her calls for accountability. And she stood tall and weathered that storm. And so, Janice, New York City, and not only New York, but the rest of this country owe you a debt of gratitude. Can you tell us now where you think things are with getting actual accountability on what happened in nursing homes, not just in New York, but around the country?
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm glad you brought up that we have a beautiful day, and I'm grateful every day. You know, even going through tremendous loss, we lost both of my husband's parents to COVID, and I know a lot of your listeners know that. And that's one of the reasons why I felt it was important to tell my story, because the governor wasn't getting those questions in the springtime and the summertime and the fall when he was promoting himself and celebrating himself and being thought of as, perhaps in Biden's cabinet or even a president someday. So right now there are investigations, and I just pray every day that the investigations are on the side of justice for all of those that we lost, the 15,000 elderly, including my husband's parents, that we never got to see. We never got to celebrate or have wakes or funerals. So there are investigations happening in New York, a federal investigation, an FBI investigation. There was a DOJ investigation under the Trump administration that I still hope that the Biden administration continues to look into. And the governor is clearly feeling pressure. He's not having press at any of his events at all. I mean, this is a governor who just lavished the attention a few months ago and wanted press at every event and wanted his face on television. So I think it's a very different governor now, trying to avoid all spotlight and press.
Do you expect to be called during the course of the investigation, and specifically the impeachment investigation, because of the blowback that you got for simply asking for accountability?
Mm-hmm. I don't really believe in the impeachment process here, unfortunately, Bo. I think that it's a bit of a sham, a political theater. They say that it will take months for something like that to happen. And in June, I mean, they're leaving the building for summer vacation. So I'm not sure if I really believe that impeachment process.
What is life like for you now, Janice? Have some of the withering attempts to silence you and cancel you, has all that calmed down?
Not really. I had an interview a couple of weeks ago with a reporter from the Associated Press that was supposed to be a profile of myself and what we've done in the last few months. They interviewed my sister-in-law. They interviewed my close friends. They interviewed Ron Kim, a Democrat who has stood by me, trying to get answers and accountability. And the article came out and it was a total hit job. And it basically said, you know, because I work at Fox News, you know, that my motivations are political. And so I feel that sometimes I take three steps forward, and a lot of times it feels like I take five steps back. But I will continue. I will continue. You know, those that try to silence me, it makes me want to speak louder.
God bless you. And thank you so much for joining us, Janice Dean. And by the way, any help that I can ever give, I'm there. And you know that. You are one of the bravest human beings I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. what you have done, the courage that you've shown in taking on this governor for the people of New York and for your family is just incredibly heroic. And we all owe you a debt of gratitude, Janice.
I love you, my friend, and I can't wait till the day that I can give you a big hug.
Love you too, darling. Thank you so much.